This is the Wall Street Update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 27th of February. I'm Roger Hearing. Now, let's have a look at what's been happening on the financial markets. Well, Wall Street is ending what has been a pretty amazing February. Very good one for them. So, how did shares look on the last Friday of February? Chris Lowe is with FTN Financial in New York.
I think the best way to think about it is that they're down a bit after the best monthly gain since 2011. So, taking some profits, probably a bit dismissive of the oil price bump because, after all, it's a little bit smaller than the oil price drop yesterday, and we've had a lot of up and down in the last couple of weeks. And meantime, trying to make sense of economic data here in the U.S., we had a very nice increase in consumer confidence, but we also had a very sharp decline in a regional manufacturing index, the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index, signaling a sharp slowdown that was probably weather, but we can't tell for sure.
Well, I was going to say, that did look like a blip. I saw that earlier, and you wonder, given the general direction of the economy, it can't surely be more than a blip.
And that's exactly what the economist at MNI puts this index together, said. There was a port slowdown on the West Coast that interrupted some production because people couldn't get parts. But also, the seasonal adjustments are really hard, and they're hard because it was super cold in January last year, and it was super cold in February this year. So the seasonal factors actually boosted January, reduced February, but, this year the stall came in a different place. I suspect in the end what we'll see is that by March everything is hunky-dory.
We'll see. Chris Lowe there of FTN Financial in New York. In terms of numbers, the Dow ended down 0.5%, 18,132. And here in London, the 100-share index was little moved at 69.46.